Lesson 2. Physical Features. What to know. What are the physical features of your state? Communities have different types of physical features. Land, water, climate, and plant life are physical features. Vocabulary. Physical feature, page 16. Landform, page 16. Plateau, page 17. Mountain range, page 17. Valley, page 18. Coastal plain, page 18. Climate, page 20. Desert, page 21. Focus skill, compare and contrast. All places on Earth have features or things that are special about them. You can describe a place by telling about its physical features, its land, water, climate, and plant life. Physical features are sometimes called geographical features. Highlands. To describe the physical features of a place, you might talk about its landforms. A landform is a feature such as a mountain, a valley, a plain, or a hill. California has all of these landforms. If you live in the highlands, you may live in the mountains, on a hill, or on a plateau. A plateau is a landform with steep sides and a flat top that rises high into the air. Mount Whitney, the highest mountain in California, is part of the Sierra Nevada mountain range. A mountain range is a large chain of mountains. The Sierra Nevada is California's largest mountain range. It stretches north and south across much of the eastern part of the state. Not all mountains are the same, though. For example, the mountain peaks or tops of the coast ranges are rounded, not pointed like those of the Sierra Nevada. Even the two sides of the Sierra Nevada range are very different. Reading check. Compare and contrast. How are the Sierra Nevada and the coast ranges different? Lowlands. Large areas of flat, low land are called lowlands. If you live in the lowlands, you might live in a valley, on a plain, or on the coast. A valley is a lowland that lies between hills or mountains. Rain and melting snow run down the mountains and keep the valleys watered. Plants grow well in the valley's soil. Valleys can be narrow or wide. A wide valley shaped like a bowl is known as a basin. A canyon is a very narrow valley with steep sides. A plain is a flat, rolling stretch of land. A lowland plain that lies along a seacoast or an ocean is called a coastal plain. Plants usually grow well on coastal plains. Reading check. Compare and contrast. What is the difference between a valley and a plain? A closer look. Landforms and bodies of water. Earth has many different kinds of landforms and bodies of water. Look at this drawing to see how they are alike and different. 1. A desert is very dry land with few plants. 2. An island is land that has water on all sides. 3. A peninsula is a place that is surrounded by water on three sides. 4. The mouth of a river is the place where the river empties into another body of water. 5. Land along the side of a river is a river bank. 6. A peak is the top of a mountain. Which of these landforms or bodies of water are near your community? Bodies of water. Bodies of water are another physical feature of Earth. Many communities are built near bodies of water. You may be able to describe your community as being near an ocean, a lake, or a river. Earth's largest bodies of water are its oceans. Oceans cover more than half of Earth. All ocean water is salty. On the continents are many smaller bodies of water, such as lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams. Most of these contain fresh water, or water that is not salty. Fresh water is the kind of water we drink and use in our homes. Reading check. Compare and contrast. How are lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams alike? Climate and plant life. Climate is also a physical feature. Climate is the weather that a place has over a long period of time. A place's climate is affected by how close the place is to the equator and to a large body of water. Climate includes how hot or cold the temperatures are and how much rain or snow falls. Because the United States is so large, it has many different climates. A large state, such as California, has more than one climate. Earth's physical features can also affect climate. California's Sierra Nevada gives a good example of how mountains affect climate. Places between the Sierra Nevada and the ocean, on the western side of the mountain, get enough rain to grow crops. Places on the eastern side of the mountains have hot, dry air and little rain. Plant life is another physical feature. Some plants grow well in the hot, dry places called deserts. Other plants, such as trees and forests, need more rain or a wetter climate. Climate also affects how long plants can grow during each season. The growing season is longer in places with short, warm winters. Reading check. Generalize. Why don't forest trees grow well in the desert? Summary. You can describe a place by telling about its physical or geographical features. Review. 1. What are the physical features of your state? 2. Vocabulary. Use the vocabulary word desert to describe where Joshua trees grow. 3. Your community. What are the geographical features of your community? Critical thinking. 4. Make it relevant. What kinds of plants grow in your community? 5. Analysis skill. How do the physical features of your community affect its character? 6. Write a description. Choose a physical feature of your community. Write a paragraph to identify and describe the physical feature. 7. Focus skill. Compare and contrast. On a separate sheet of paper, copy and complete the graphic organizer about physical features.